Four basic parts of a real estate wholesaling contract. A real estate wholesaling contract, by the way, is a simple real estate sales purchase contract. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of MyEmpirePro.com. On this video, we're talking about four basic parts of a real estate wholesaling contract. A real estate wholesaling contract, by the way, is a simple real estate sales purchase contract. It's as simple as that. Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? When it comes to wholesaling, there are other parts of it, you know, because again, you're buying a property cheaper. So you can sell it cheaper, so you can sell it to another, so you can sell the equitable rights of the contract to another person. And the way you do that sometimes is either you assign that contract to able and a willing end buyer, or you can do a double closing, which means you actually close on the first transaction and then you sell the property instantly to another person. Another third way that they do it is called LLC transfer, meaning you have an LLC purchase the property and then the LLC you own it, you can sell that LLC to another person. That's another way to do it. So it depends on how the deal is structured. So there's a simple sales contract, but there's a second contract that could be an assignment contract, or it could be a second real estate purchase contract to resell the property, or it could just be a JV contract, or the fourth one, it could be a LLC agreement transfer, the sales of an LLC, okay? So your investor-friendly title agency or attorney will know exactly what to do. You can play this video for them, okay? So you can save this video and you can play for them. But that's how you do a wholesaling. But everyone gets value from it because you find a deeply discounted property that other people would want, and they'll pay you a fee for finding that deal. That's how you make money as a wholesaler. You could have chosen to exercise the contract yourself and then buy a property at 40 cents, 50 cents on a dollar. You could have done it that way as well too. And then you fix up the property yourself and sell it. But in this case, you're not doing that. You're just selling the rights to a contract that you secured at a discount. So there are a few basic parts, okay? Four basic parts of a contract. I'm gonna share that with you here in a second. I think there may be four or five. Let me see here. It's four, okay? It's four main one, four basic parts of a contract. I want to share that with you, but there's a question that inspired this as usual. So let me give you that question, answer the question, and I'll give you the four basic parts. Quick question. I'm looking for advice. When and how does my contract become legit? As soon as we sign or when it's in the title company's hand? Also, do we sign with a notary? Okay. Now, personally, remember, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. So you should seek the help of an attorney when it comes to the actual legalities of the game. What I can tell you is that I have never used notary for a contract, a wholesale contract, or any kind of purchase contract. Not even a conventional MLS on the market type of deal. I've never had to use notary. So no, notary, I'm going to tell you right now, is not needed for sales contracts. Probably for title deeds and stuff like that. Yes, for deeds, for power of attorney, if you ever need those. There are situations, there are special situations where you need power of attorney, where you need to sign a deed outside of a closing environment. Then you absolutely need a notary witness for that. However, for a contract, I've never encountered that, and not in recent times, not ever, not in the last 15 years. So I'll say no on that. Now, as far as when does your contract become legit? The contract becomes legit when the last party, so there are multiple parties on the contract, right? Those are the people that are agreeing to the terms of the contract. The last person, once you have everyone else but one sign, when that last person signs, that's when it becomes legit. However, that's not the real legit when it comes to wholesaling. The real legit is when you have a motivated seller, because you could sign everything, you could use the wrong document, and you can always fix it, you can always amend it, you can always adjust the contract with what you call an addendum, okay? An addendum is a type of contract that you use to amend a contract, right? You can always fix it on or before closing at any point. But when you don't have a motivated seller, they can pull out anytime, right? And in which case, I'm about to tell you right now that your contract is just as good as the level of motivation of your seller. At the end of the day, how? Could you turn around and sue them if they breach the contract? Sure. Is that worth your time? No, it's not. Okay? It's not worth your time. Okay? This is wholesaling. It's marketing. Essentially, it's a marketing business. It's about volume. It's about how many you can do and get done as fast as humanly possible. Okay? It's not about legalities. It's not about proving you're right. You're not right. You're not wrong. It's about serving people, closing deals, and going on to the next. Okay? So with that being said, it becomes legit when all parties signed. Not when it gets in the hands of the title company. No, all of that is meaningless information. The title company is there to help you facilitate the closing, make sure title, clear title passes, transfers from the seller to the buyer. Okay, that's all they do. That has nothing to do with the contract. Okay, so with that being said, I wanted to share with you the four things you should look for in a contract. You should look for the offer, you know, the intentions. What do you want to do? What are you offering, right? That's the first thing that comes up in the contract. And that usually will have attached to it the names of the party. Who are you extending an offer to? You are one party, or maybe you with a partner, maybe an LLC, but you're extending an offer to another party. Okay, so the two parties, right? That's the offer. Consideration in exchange for what? Like for a contract to be valid, in exchange for what? What are you promising to give in exchange for something, right? You can't just take something from somebody and then call that a contract. There's in exchange for what? In exchange for what are you promising? Now, under which terms and conditions, right? So there are conditions, there are stipulations, there are, do you need inspection? Do you need it? If the inspection doesn't happen in 10 days, does it make the contract invalid? Things like that will be under terms. So you have offer, consideration, terms, and the last but not least is acceptance. It needs to be signed by all parties to become valid. Okay, so those are the four major basic parts of a contract that you want to look out for in any contract. Okay, so you're looking for a contract, a free contract. You want to see a free example? I'll give it to you. I'll send it to you as a together with this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. If you're looking to build a pipeline, this is the book you need to read. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You can get it from smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you the contract and I'll give you real estate money secrets as a bonus, absolutely for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.